Hey there, and welcome back to the Cheering with Birgit podcast. I'm Birgit Jagedalp, life coach Birgit, and I am here to help you escape a boring 9-to-5 life and do what your heart desires with my expertise in sabbaticals, travel, and freedom mindsets. So welcome to this episode. Today, I am talking about a very interesting topic. Your must-dos to really start living your dream life. And how did I come up with this? Well, right now I'm giving online masterclasses, only in Dutch at the moment, but later this year there will be in English. And there I'm also tackling the 5 steps to get out of your boring office job, get out of your boring life. And these 5 steps are for anybody that's actually fed up, bored, but in the same time stressed out with the life that you're currently living. So if that's you, make sure to keep listening, because I'm going to give you my 5 must-dos that come from many years of experience. I've had this struggle for over 10 years. So make sure to listen. Let's dive in. All right, so I have recently had a lot of new people joining my podcast, so that's really awesome. And by joining, I mean new listeners, so thank you if that's you. If you've been listening for a longer time, oh, I am so great to have you here again, and I'm really excited for this episode. So why did I make this episode? And a little bit more of background for... if you don't know that yet, so I'm Birgit Jagedalp, and I have faced many tough situations since I was 15, both in work and privately. And from an early age, I was very responsible. And when I was 17, I already moved out to study at the university. While I actually wanted to have a gap year, I was still very young. But okay, I was also up for studying, and I felt this pressure on me to do well. Well, my parents, didn't want me to do that. I was thinking about going to the US, doing a high school year or something, but no. And I also looked at other studies because I wasn't quite sure what I wanted, because I had to pick a university when I was 16, because I'm almost 1 year younger than most people in my class. And well, in the end, I ended up going to hotel management school, the tourism school that I looked at. They said, no, you can do better. And it was good in a way that they pushed me, but sometimes it's a little bit annoying. I wasn't that free to really discover what I really wanted. And also after completing my bachelor's degree, I always felt like I had to have a good job and make a career. But the urge to travel, the adventure, and the feeling of being locked up was always there. I did what was expected of me, and I graduated even twice, had good jobs and many promotions. And yeah, I kept following all kinds of training courses, reading so many books, self-help books, about so many subjects. I had so much hobbies in my free time next to my full-time job. And all of this was actually to get that sense of purpose, that it mattered what I do, that it mattered that I'm here. To do something that I actually really care about. Only I never really succeeded fully, because I worked very hard in a corporate job in Amsterdam as a headhunter. And yeah, the holidays were short, and maximum 2 weeks you can leave. The 25 days that you have, well, you finish them quite early, easily, with just 2 weeks, taking 2 weeks holiday and then some days in between, and sometimes just really tired. Very tired, and mostly I have to work my ass off and had a lot of stress. And early 2016, it was my turning point. After having a tough time at work, I turned it around, and I was very successful in 2015, which I made more podcasts about before. So make sure to listen them back, even season 1, but also earlier in this season, I have touched this again about almost being fired. But early 2016, my father passed away at my age of 31. And my glorious career growth and everything I fought for was stopping abruptly. I did okay, but I lost my mojo, let's say. And I was really, really feeling a bit lost and like, is this it? I don't want to keep doing this for all the time. But the grief and just surviving takes over, basically. But it got me thinking more than I already was, because I was already doubting in some way what I was doing and what I wanted to do with my life. So actually, 2 years later, I was at Amsterdam Airport and I went on a sabbatical to Australia, which I talked about in other episodes as well. And I also obtained my diploma as a scuba instructor during that trip. After I lived in Greece for 2 years, because when I came back, I decided to actually quit after 2 months. I wasn't feeling it anymore and I just wanted to be free and do things that I really wanted to do. So I went to Greece. I worked there as a scuba instructor on a Greek island, Rhodes. And yeah, most of you, you know this. And I kept having that constant drive for self-development. I felt that I wanted to teach people something. I wanted to help them overcome their fears and let them amaze themselves. So I decided to enroll in the life coaching course, and I actually flew through it. And since March 2020, I have my own business. I started this podcast as well, and I am helping other millennials to follow their heart and escape the life that I don't want, or a boring 9-to-5, like I call it. And early in this podcast, you know that my pitch was different. I would say, help you face your fear, but I learned that that was too vague. So that's why I changed it and made it more specific. So my specialisms are travel, sabbaticals, following your heart, and the mindset to even start your own business, because that's the things I've done. And I have to be honest, okay, not every day is all roses and hearts, but I feel so happy and so grateful to be doing this. And now I'm talking to you, making a podcast, and it just brings me so much joy, you know, and I know what I do really matters and I'm really helping people. So that's a bit of a longer introduction, and also the reason why I created these 5 steps and this masterclass that I'm currently giving in Dutch. But later this year, it's also going to be, I'm also going to be doing it in English. So if you're interested, go to my Instagram. And my handle nowadays is at Life Coach Birgit. So not anymore at Cheering with Birgit, but at Life Coach Birgit. And in the link in bio, you can already sign up for the English Masterclass waiting list. So do that right away. It would be great to have you there. Already a few people are waiting. And for the Dutch Masterclass, already over 42 people signed up and still counting. So I'm really exciting. I'm going to do one more tomorrow and also out tomorrow. Today's the 3rd of February and next week. Well, let's dive in to the 5 steps, and in 3, 2, 1, we're gonna dive in. Ready? The 5 steps to really start living your dream life and escape this boring life that you're currently in. All right, what are they? So the first step I'm going to give you is 1, visualize your dream. Visualization is something that I talked about before, but it's still something that sounds very fake to a lot of people that I coach and talk to. Visualization is basically a sort of meditation where you make sure you're grounded well, so connecting with the earth, not being all up in your head. Visualization is actually sort of daydreaming with your eyes closed. You can find guided meditations. I always do them in my courses, and it's a great starter to start opening up your desires, because you don't know what you don't know, and thinking about what you want is not going to help you, because you can only think about things that you already know. It has to come intuitively. So what can help you? Go on YouTube, find a visualization meditation. You also have several meditation apps that offer them, and it's really the deal to go out of your head and towards your heart. And you just see what you see. And it's okay if you don't see everything clearly yet. It's okay if you don't know yet this kind of things are normal. And that's the first step, visualization. Then secondly, it might be that you repeated the visualization a couple of times, and you are going to set goals and set your intention, and that's going to be out of your comfort zone. So how to set a goal? Well, goal setting needs to be smart. So this means that you actually have to make your goal measurable. And you can look up what SMART means. I'm not going to say that here in this. So you have to make it measurable and something that's really that you want to go for, and put a certain time to it. Also important, when you write down your goals, put them in, just say on this date, I am ... and not in the future, I want to be this and this, you know? So present tense is really important. Then intention setting is actually you connect well, put your feet on the ground, feel your bum in your chair, and you're gonna say your goal, and you put the intention there like an order to the universe that that's what you're gonna do. And once you set your intention, you're gonna keep it there. So for instance, I put an intention there. I have a goal. I want to have 55 subscriptions for my masterclass divided over 3 different masterclasses. Of course, if there are more, but I really put down the intention. My intention is to have 55 subscribers to my masterclass, and I set the intention that I will attract them now, and that they are going to listen to me and they are really going to enjoy what I have to say. And it's like a sort of a wish, but you don't wish for it. You don't beg. You just put in your demands. So that's step number 2, set your goals and set your attention. Then make an action plan. That is point 3. So making an action plan is necessary. Otherwise, it's going to just stay a vague dream. So when is your goal achieved? You have to be clear about that. Work back from your final goal, the end date, to now. So start planning. So if you want to achieve your goal in a few weeks, then you need to actually see what the workload is, what you need to do, and what you need to do per day. It could also be that you want to achieve that goal in 5 years. So you want to put down what you have to achieve every year and then break the year down in smaller pieces. And set milestones. Milestones are something that is used a lot in project management. And milestones are actually very useful. So for instance, when I'm planning my projects, when now I'm launching an online course, Start Before You Are Ready, I put milestones in there. Like on this day, this launch phase is going to start till then. The discount is 10% from then and then. From then, the doors are going to open. These are milestones. And you can also set milestones for your own project. For instance, you want to go and travel the world in 1 year. In 1 year today, you want to hop on the airplane and travel the world. So that's a big milestone because that's departure. But there's also a milestone when you book your ticket. It's also a milestone when you have everything need to have everything prepared, like hotels, books, and everything. How far you want to plan it. So it's just an example. Yeah. So this is very important. Also think who or what do you need? You know, it can be that's all you, but for a lot, when we are planning something or planning something together, you need each other. So you also need to make appointments with the person that's helping you. Can be a mentor, can be a coach, can be a travel buddy, can be another project manager. And budget. Well, also make a plan for your budget. How much do you think it's going to cost? How much money do you still need to get? So see also with budget, if it's realistic to want to leave in 1 year, maybe you need 1.5. So you actually have more freedom and more money to spend. Or you find a way to make more money while you're traveling. Be creative, yes. So that was point 3, make a plan of action. And now it's point 4, get in the right vibe. Well, get in the right vibe, what's that? First of all, it means surrounding yourself with people, things, vibes that actually are benefiting your goal, so that are helping you. This could be, for instance, somebody with the experience in what you want to do. You want to travel alone as a woman. Speak to ladies, other women that have traveled the world alone. Look for information to help you, not about everything that can go wrong only. Look at information from sources that actually have experience with what you want to do. Then, a third option that you can have is find a mentor or a coach, somebody to help you, to guide you, to give you feedback. Community is a really good one. For instance, when I was traveling Australia, I went to do several things. I don't know what's wrong with my tongue today. Spoke too much Dutch, I think. Find a community, find a Facebook group, for instance, where I could find fellow travelers to travel together, to ask questions. And that was very helpful. So although I was traveling on my own, this really helped me to connect to other people, meet new people. And actually, I'm still speaking to some of them. Then the fifth one is affirmations. Affirmations are a really strong tool to help you get in the right vibe. Affirmations are actually sentences you say to yourself, like if it's already like that. And you can do this on the topics of health, big fulfilling a big dream. I say affirmations to myself every morning. I read them out loud. This really helps you steer in the right direction, because if you're reading them with open feelings from the heart every morning, it means actually that autocorrect will come in if you're not behaving like that, because you're telling yourself every day that you are that person. So if you are far away from that, you're gonna automatically start moving that way. There are people that are second guessing this, but I know that not all people are doing it right, and you can say up your affirmations but then just not do what they say. Of course they won't work then, but I'm doing them for years and they really help me to stay on track with my dreams, with my company, with who I want to be, with my health, with my weight, all sort of things. And I revise them every now and then. For this year I made new affirmations, I added some. I also have affirmations for money. I used to use the affirmation, I love money and money loves me, when I quit my job in 2018, because calculated that I would never go back to a job, which I didn't really knew, but I expected it. I knew I was going to need money and I didn't know what I want to do yet. So I started working with affirmations. Well, as you can see, I'm still alive. I started my own company and I never went back to a full-time office job. So it's working. Then that was step number four, get in the right vibe. And yes, it might be going a little bit fast, but I tell you, if you come to the masterclass in English later this year, I will go into it a lot more. But it's also possible to start working with me already in English, and more about that after step number five. Okay. Well, step number five is get to action and keep going. So you have to keep going until you achieve your goal. Well, what do you need for that? Put the actions from your plan in your calendar and make sure to stick to it. Also, put some buffers in your calendar, because you cannot get everything right, everything correct right away. Then take your responsibility. So you are accountable yourself, but if you know you're sometimes dragging, procrastinating, not doing what you're supposed to do, make sure you have an accountability partner. Make sure you have somebody that reminds you about what you wanted to do. And find somebody suitable to kick your ass if needed. And then remember, imperfect action is better than no action. And keep going until you achieve your goal. Well, that is really, really important. And this is what I do as a coach for a lot of my clients. And it has been working really, really well. And I have a lot of reviews coming in. And For instance, I have a review. I had a review for my video course, which I'm not selling anymore. But she said, "Dear Birgit, thank you for allowing me to take part in your course. I really enjoyed it and I have already implemented it in my life. And I keep you posted when there are new breakthroughs. Throughout the course, I really appreciate your honesty, vulnerability, and the fact that you shared personal anecdotes to give meaning to the training. I also really appreciated the cheerleader in you who was always there to support me in all videos." So even a simple video course like my video course can really help you to stay accountable. Just watch videos. It can be anything, but that's a support system that you need. Well, is really important. So I'm asking you now, what is it that you actually want to do? There is something that you're longing for and not doing, right? For sure there is. Otherwise, you're probably not listening to this podcast. And a lot of my clients or people that I speak to, they say, can I do this? Am I brave enough? Yes, you are. You just need to start before you are ready. And that's actually what I want to talk to you about. So if you are Dutch, on February 15, 2022, I am starting an online group training in Dutch, Start Before You Are Ready. And this is a really nice opportunity if you are Dutch to join. It's a 10-week program where we're actually going to go through all the steps and many more, do exercises, and you will be on your way to achieving your dream. Even if you're not sure what your dream is and you're just really stuck, this is the training to really start something new and change your life. So if you have a big dream, if you want to travel, if you feel like you're just fed up with your life right now, if you want to become an entrepreneur, do something big, or just leave everything like it is right now, and that you're sick of your responsibilities and the life that you thought that would make you happy. Because let's be honest, probably you're stuck like I was stuck, and it took me over 10 years to get out of that because I felt so responsible and there's so much self-doubt, and not knowing what I wanted was just killing. So I got you. I know how it is. And that's why I made Start Before You Are Ready. And this is a great, great 10-week program in group, maximum 20 people. And it would be great, more than great, to have you in that training if you are Dutch. So more information about this training is actually on my website, www.birgitjegerop.com. For Dutch people, birgitjegerop.nl. And it's an amazing opportunity. And be fast, because February 14, the doors close. And until February 5, you even get a 10% discount. So make sure to hop in. Now, I can understand that you have more questions and I don't want to waste my whole podcast on pitching this, but it's really important. And if you are triggered, if you are Dutch, please book a discovery call with me. I will put the link in the show notes to my online calendar. It's a 30-minute Zoom call. No worries. I'm not going to kill you in it or force you to anything. But if this resonates with you, if you feel like it's time to start doing something, but because you don't want another year to go by with you just feeling meh, then I'm your girl. So book that discovery call. You can also find it on my website, the link to the discovery call. And in the show notes, I will put the link. Now, if you are an English speaker, yes, I also have something for you. This is an ongoing program. It's the VIP version from Start Before You're Ready. It's 10 weeks. It's in English with me. And you get 7 Zoom calls as well, like in the group training. But they are all one-on-one. Further, you have 5 days a week. During weekdays, you have a WhatsApp line with me for anything that you're stuck with. Personal exercises, amazing workbook. And I know this program worked. I did it on one-on-one. I have done that all of last year. and the people that came out of her 100% was satisfied. The group training start before you're ready in English. I've done that twice as well. But back then it was a 2-week program. Now it's a 10-week program, and it allows us to go much deeper, and it allows you to actually already start your new life with me helping you and navigating you through that. So if you're interested, yes, please go to birgitjagodop.com, book your discovery call, links in the show notes. And until Saturday, the 5th of February, 9 p.m. CET, there's still a 10% discount to get. And that's also applicable if you book the discovery call before that time. And that's for either of the programs. And yeah, that will save you some euros. So, all right. Well, the group program is with the discount €537.70. The VIP is €1,077.30. So I just wanted to say that to you. And it's also possible to pay in different parts. Anyway, this was what I wanted to share with you. I really hope this helped you. And start working on these 5 steps. Also, sign up for the masterclass if you want to be on the waiting list for the English one. If you listen to this and you speak Dutch, you can still sign up for the masterclasses also on Instagram, link in bio, or on my website. I will put everything in the show notes. I am really excited and really grateful that I can help you follow your dreams and make yourself feel free, happy, and out of the boring 9-to-5. Thank you for listening, and I will see you soon. Bye.